From South Dakota Public Broadcasting, this is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Julia Stelter in Sioux Falls. Today is Tuesday, August 11th, and here are today's stories. Two people have been arrested after what police describe as reckless firearm discharges into a Rapid City neighborhood, CJ Keene reports.
These gunshots were reported just after 6:30 Sunday morning and came from the Stonewall Overlook down into West Rapid residential areas. There are no reported injuries or damage. Rapid City PD spokesperson Brendan Medina says two were arrested following a search warrant that also led to a firearm matching the description of the one used and seen in footage.
Ultimately, we're determined to be a 20-year-old Mr. Richards and 29-year-old Miranda Marks, both of Rapid City. Both suspects have been placed under arrest for reckless discharge of a firearm and possession of a loaded firearm while intoxicated, and the investigation into that incident remains active and ongoing.
It comes following another report of 20 non-fatal reckless shots taken from Skyline Drive in 2024. In November of the same year, a reckless discharge resulted in the death of a teenager. SDPB has previously covered these incidents, and that can be found online at sdpb.org/news.
Two very reckless, very dangerous types of incidents, and we take that very seriously.
Skyline Drive is a heavily filmed location by tourists, homeowners, and law enforcement, and Medina says the RCPD has easy access to those tapes.
Exterior video footage did play a major role in helping identify the suspects responsible in this case. I think we've been very open and transparent with the fact that we have cameras up in that area, as well as cameras that we have the ability to utilize if needed.
Ultimately, police say it's a bad place to shoot for legal or ethical reasons, especially considering a gun range exists just outside of town that can be utilized free of charge.
I would say that would be a much more appropriate place to go fire a handgun.
Because of the residential nature of Skyline Drive and the businesses located at the foot of the hill, several reports were quickly filed after the shooting took place. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Rapid City.
An Arizona man convicted of selling drugs in South Dakota has been sentenced. 38-year-old John Parado will spend 21 years in federal prison. That's according to the U.S. Attorney's Office, District of South Dakota. Prosecutors say Parado was part of a drug ring that distributed fentanyl in South Dakota. Most of the drugs were shipped through the mail system. Parado was personally involved with selling nearly a pound of fentanyl in the state. He pleaded guilty to drug charges earlier this year. A defamation lawsuit against the American Legion, Kello TV, and the Mitchell Republic has been dismissed. South Dakota News Watch reports former Mitchell baseball player Peyton Mendel filed the lawsuit in 2025. He says an American Legion adjutant made false and malicious statements about him in a letter. The letter barred Mitchell baseball from participating in the American Legion after Mendel and five other players were charged in a rape case. Kello TV and the Mitchell Republic published stories containing the letter from the American Legion. Mendel pled guilty in 2024 to one count of accessory to a felony in the rape case. The libel lawsuit ruling says the prior court case established a factual basis for the letter, meaning it cannot be legally considered defamation. Attorney General Marty Jackley is urging Congress to strengthen the penalties for ATM robberies. He's one of 15 attorneys general asking Congress to pass the Safe Access to Cash Act. The coalition says it would bring penalties for robbing ATMs in line with those for robberies involving banks and financial institutions. The legislation would allow crimes involving off-site and standalone ATMs to be prosecuted as federal offenses. Jackley says it holds bad actors who target ATMs through threats and violence to the same standard as bank robbers. The Aberdeen mayor is looking to social media for feedback as the city chooses whether to implement a new technology, Jackson Dirks reports.
The State Department of Criminal Investigation asked Aberdeen and many other cities if the city would participate in a statewide license plate reader camera program. That's according to city officials. The cameras scan license plates and put them through a national database. That information is used to help law enforcement identify vehicles that could be connected to criminal activity, like car theft. The cameras have also drawn controversy. Civil liberty groups like the ACLU have called attention to privacy concerns and mass surveillance. Some lawsuits have alleged police officers misusing the camera data. Officials say the technology does not capture facial recognition. Travis Shoneman is mayor of Aberdeen. He took to an informal social media survey to get feedback from residents on the proposed cameras within city limits.
My social media channel has quite a bit of reach, especially here locally, and a lot of people get news and information from it. And so it's been a great resource and tool to garner feedback on various issues and kind of get a pulse for how people are feeling about particular issues.
So that fell naturally into this issue. The city is mulling over whether to allow the state to use the technology in Aberdeen. The state already purchased the equipment and would cover maintenance costs, Shoneman's post says. The post had over 500 replies by Monday. He says his job is to reflect the will of the people.
On issues like this, where there's overwhelmingly one-sided feedback from people, it's my job and responsibility to either educate, inform, and convince people of how maybe something is different from how their initial reaction is, or to go along with them and represent their wishes. And so I take that very seriously.
Similar technology has been implemented in communities such as Sioux Falls, Madison, and Rapid City. Aberdeen city officials decide whether to implement the license plate reading tech at a city council meeting next Monday, August 17th. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks.
A federal court sides with South Dakota in a lawsuit in which pharmaceutical giants claimed a state law hindered their ability to have a free market. The law in question prohibited drug makers who participate in a federal program from interfering with entities that benefit from it. 340B allows healthcare entities enrolled in Medicaid and Medicare, like hospitals, to sell drugs at a higher price than they paid. Advocates say that the profit margin can improve healthcare and conditions for low-income patients. Some hospitals sell the discounted drugs to local for-profit pharmacies ineligible under the 340 program. As a result, some pharmaceutical companies added restrictions on who they would disperse the drugs to. The state legislature made that illegal. A few drug companies challenged the law, but the U.S. District Court upheld South Dakota law. Authorities are reporting several crashes in the opening days of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. On Saturday alone, there were 8 crashes causing 9 injuries and 1 fatality. That's on top of crashes reported before the rally began, including 3 on Thursday that resulted in 5 deaths. As of Sunday, total citations are up from last year, including drug and DUI arrests. The bulk of this is happening in the Sturgis city limits currently, as Rapid City authorities say the worst of the behavior has missed the city. Brendan Medina is the RCPD spokesperson.
In Rapid City, we've had, the usual uptick in rally-related traffic making its way through town. As far as incidents specifically related to individuals here for the rally, nothing particularly noteworthy.
At the same time, the police department is currently investigating a fatal motorcycle accident in Rapid City limits. An opinion from the Attorney General's office says some schools and local governments have been breaking state law when awarding construction contracts. State Senator Jim Melhoff of Peer asked AG Jackley if public school districts can enter into construction contracts with out-of-state cooperative purchasing companies without competitively bidding the projects. Jackley says they can't. The Dakota Scout reports that Melhoff asked the question regarding a $6 million contract. Stanley School District signed a contract with Mammoth Sports Construction, an out-of-state company, for a new football and track facility. School districts have been operating on something called cooperative contracts that don't require new competitive bids. Jackley wrote that state law does not back that up. Instead, school district construction projects must be competitively bid. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thank you for listening.